mercy and grace are mine. Forgiven is my sin. Jesus, my only hope, the Savior of the world. Great is the Lord, we cry. Don't let your kingdom come. Your word has let me see. Thank you for saving. Thank you.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, each and every day, to join me here on WGOD, where we are tuning into God's frequency. We're going to hear a word from Him today, and I'll let this opening play here today, Monday, and tomorrow on Tuesday, but the program content will be different. This is a 40-minute sermon I preached 2 weeks ago now at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled, How's Your Soil? And it's a look at the Lord Jesus as the sower. He sows the seed. We're in Matthew chapter 13 this week, Monday through Thursday, and we're going to see four different types of soil that the same seed is sown into. And out of the four, only one will cross the finish line in faith. Different soils do different things and cause different responses to the seed that was sown. The first we see was sown, and the first person didn't understand and fell away. Now remember, these all have ears to hear. These all start off, they start out in the faith. They receive the word with joy, gladly, and start off in the faith. So it's not that they're unbelievers. These people are starting off in the Christian faith, but don't cross the finish line, and we're going to look at why in this message. What are the things that Satan might throw your way to try to prevent you from crossing the finish line? That's what we're looking at. This sermon will play Monday through Thursday of this week. If you'd like a copy of it, write to me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com.
How about if we take a minute and pray for those that are watching on the internet, can we? I thank you for having us tuned in, not because you want to hear me, because God's compelled you to tune in here today. If God's leading you to give and support this church, remember, your tithes is part of your worship. And you can leave a note on there, and I can contact you if the Lord's leading you to help support this church, if this church has been a blessing to you. We pray we'll be a blessing to you here now. Let's pray. Lord God, we pray for all those that have tuned in here today, all those that are watching live or will watch later. We pray you do a great work in our extended family that can't be here today. Some are sick, some are local, some are far away, some are as far away as South Africa. We pray for everyone that's tuned in here today. Minister, heal, bless, speak to, lead, guide, and direct. Make our listeners here today as bold as a lion. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we pray for us here today too. Minister to us through the preaching of your word. Lord, we come to you honestly, openly. Show us perhaps what one thing we lack. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Does everyone have a handout for today? It's got four blanks on it. And don't say, Pastor Paul, we've done this before. Because I bet you don't know what all four blanks are. Which reminds me of next week, we're going to look at how's your diet. And I'm going to change that around completely. Maybe not to recognize how you recognize evil, but we'll see what we have in store for next week. I preached it before, but because I love the idea. Hebrews 5 that says, we have our senses exercised to discern good from evil. Well, how are you doing in God's gymnasium? You guys can't leave yet until next week. So, but anyway, that's next week. Here today, how's your soil? If you need one of these, again, raise your hand. Ron will make sure you get it. We've just finished a 5-week study last week on the sovereignty of God, ending our study with the perseverance of the saints. Danny, it's good to have you back too. We've missed you very much these last 5 weeks, and glad you're back here today. So again, we ended up our study with the perseverance of the saints, which means the people of God will persevere or make it to the end. Also, you could say it means that a Christian cannot lose their salvation. But regarding salvation and what transpires, there's much more to it than that. Something is required of you as well. It's not just God doing all the work here. Yes, salvation is of the Lord, but as we're about to see this morning, something is required of you. So can everybody hear me okay? Do I need to speak louder, maybe? Everyone hears. Something is required of you. In the book of Revelation, we see seven churches representing seven ages. Going in order, to the loveless church, the Lord says, to him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. To the persecuted church, he says, he who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. To the compromising church, he says, to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. I will give him a white stone. And on the stone, a new name written that no one knows except him who receives it. To the corrupt church. Now, these churches span the entire church age, from when the apostles were alive to when Jesus comes back. Notice the common denominator in all of these. To the compromising church, he says, to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna and a white stone. To the corrupt church, he says, he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give them power over all the nations. To the dead church, Jesus says, he who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I won't blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. You see, something is required of you. Do you get it? You hear what he says to every church, every person in every church age? It's a conditional promise. You have to cross the finish line in faith, whatever that takes. Whatever it takes. You must overcome the hurdles and trials that the devil may put in your path. Regarding overcoming, Jesus gave us this tidbit of information to help us. One of my reluctant favorite verses in all the Bible. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for life eternal. I'm glad the church is memorizing that.